Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know who hasn't been very hot this year? That would be the New York Jets football team. With that, let's talk about him with Andy Vasquez. Well, maybe we should dial him back up. Andy's got apparently my great-grandmother's cell phone. So, yeah, I mean.
He didn't like your answer about who's hotter.
That could have been it.
He's like, nope, I'm a Laura guy.
Well, maybe he was. Do you remember, were you a Family Matters guy?
Oh, yeah. Stefan.
Do you remember when he went? It was Stefan Urkel. That's what I was going
to
ask
you. That's
what
she got. She got him to pull split personalities. That's how you know she's hot.
That show was great. I remember there was an hour of television viewing back to back. You would get that, and then you would get Step by Step with the Code Man. Remember
Man? I love Step by Step.
Lived out in the van. All right, let's try this again. Andy Vasquez of USA Today to talk Jets with us. What's up, Andy? How you doing, man?
Good, guys. Sorry about that. I don't know how to work my new phone, apparently.
It's all good, man. You're not the only one. We have this gentleman, Therese Paylor from Yahoo Sports. You've probably heard of him. He actually borrows Zach Morris's phone every single week, so don't sweat it. We've gotten used to it at this point.
I got to get better. You know, I'm covering the Jets. I followed them a little bit too much on that one.
Yeah, you're 0-1 to start the show.
Perhaps. You know, it was very Sam Darnold-ish of you. At what point do you think, honestly, the Jets looked at themselves and said, this is not the answer to winning, but we don't really have a better answer?
Man, I mean, it probably was pretty early in this season. And I think they went into the season thinking that if they had their weapons at wide receiver, they could do something on offense, but it became pretty apparent during that 49ers game when the 49ers had no one and the Jets had most everyone, and they got completely housed. We've seen the 49ers haven't been that great since. So I think at that point, you kind of started to see that something was really wrong. And then from there, it's just, I mean, when you're talking about it being a good showing when they, like, kind of remain competitive against the Bills but only get 4 yards of offense in the second half, it's you're grasping for straws. So it's been rough, and I don't think it's going to get better on Sunday, especially given some of the Jets' injuries going into this game.
Is that an exaggeration, or do they actually only get 4 yards in the second half?
No, that's for real. And
oh my goodness,
actually somehow worse than that, because they had 13 yards on the first play of the second half.
Wow.
And then they finished with 4 yards in the second half. That is for real, and it's actually, I think, the least yards they've had in a half, even the Jets, in like 40 years.
I mean, I would think so. I would think so. Why do you think in the first place they ever hired Adam Gase, and why at this point do you think they haven't fired Adam Gase?
Well, you could kind of see the reasoning behind it at the time. Like, Gase has a good reputation with quarterbacks. Sam Darnold, they've got a young quarterback. I see where they were going, but there are also a lot of red flags, especially with, you know, his offensive rankings in Miami were terrible, and some of the relationship issues, and we've seen both of those problems come over to the Jets. The reason they haven't fired him at this point, like, what's the point? And why mess with what's working in terms of getting you know, overwhelmingly to be the favorite to pick number one in the draft? I mean, this is working, and that's obviously the best thing for this franchise right now, so why mess with that? And I think, you know, they didn't fire him after the season, which I thought there was a good case for, or after last season, which I thought there was a good case for, because Christopher Johnson, this was his first major hire. He's the guy who's filling in for Woody Johnson. He's been the acting owner since Woody went to London as part of the Trump administration. it was his first big hire, and if you give up on that after 1 year, you kind of admit that you don't know what you're doing. So I think that's why he stuck around. But the way this is going, there's not going to be a choice. They're going to move on, obviously, and they're probably going to be moving on from Sam Darnold, too, the way things are going.
So we started the show off today, Andy, with what it's tougher to do. Is it tougher to go 0-16, or is it more tough to go 16-0 in this league?
I think it's tougher to go 0-16 because you look at even this Jets team, they should have beat the Broncos. They were ahead in the fourth quarter. They had a play late in the game, about 6 minutes left, a sack that would have given them the ball and the lead deep in Broncos territory. And then they were called for a face mask. The Broncos marched down the field, take the lead, and that's it. So, and even last week, the Jets were in the game despite getting 4 yards of total offense until the end of until they threw an interception on the final possession with less than 2 minutes left. So I think it's harder to go 0-16 because even the Jets, who have at this point one of the worst point differentials in modern NFL history and on pace to have one of the worst ever, they've almost won two games. So it's hard to go 0-16, but you've got to like the Jets' chances at this point.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Andy Vasquez here, Jets beat writer for USA Today on the Drive. So what happened with Le'Veon Bell in New York? Do you think it was more Le'Veon? Do you think it was more Gase? Do you think it was more the city, the situation? Because Le'Veon Bell, there was this crazy stat that he had like 200 and something runs in New York and only had one 15-plus yard run, and then he had a couple of them his first game here in Kansas City. It can't just be a change of scenery, right?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of things. I think it was Le'Veon admitted earlier this year that he wasn't as motivated as he needed to be. I don't think that's the main issue, but just to get that out of the way. Secondly, Adam Gase did not find any sort of way to utilize him or work him into the offense and make him a part of it. And there was kind of tension between the two of them right from the beginning because Gase didn't really try to hide that he didn't agree with the decision of former GM Mike Maccagnan to spend that kind of money on a running back. He didn't think the Jets were in a place to do that. And so that got out there, was widely reported. Le'Veon, that probably didn't start them off on the best foot, added tension. And then if you look at the offensive line the last 2 years, I mean, he only played two games here this year, but last year it was a historically bad offensive line, just absolutely brutal. I think all of that played into why it didn't work for Le'Veon. And yeah, it's even now, like we've seen some Jets players, like there's a guy, Ty Johnson. I'm not even sure. I can't remember his last name. I think that's it, but he's a third string running back. He reeled off like a 40-yard run or a 30-yard run the other day. So there, it's possible to make long runs, but I think the whole situation, Bell was getting limited opportunities and he was not really where he was in Pittsburgh.
Andy, before you get out of here, if and more likely when the Jets end up parting ways with Adam Gase, do you think they would have interest in Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy?
Yeah, absolutely. I know they interviewed him back in 2019 when they hired Gase, and he's obviously added to his legacy since then with the work he's done with the Chiefs and now adding a Super Bowl to that. And he's well respected around the league. I think the bigger question is Eric Bieniemy going to want to go to the Jets? He probably can find a better situation this offseason with some of the job openings that are going to be open already, you know, with Houston and with the Falcons. So I think it's going to be kind of the other way. Is where is Bieniemy going to find the best opportunity? Maybe it is with the Jets if they end up getting Trevor Lawrence, but it's kind of the uncertainty there about him staying in college or leaving that he opened up this week. Maybe that doesn't happen, and that would make the Jets' job a lot less attractive. So it's interesting, but I definitely think the Jets will be interested in him.
Thanks for your time, Andy. Appreciate you as always, man.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.